I'm a boss. Call the shots.
Yo, this is Nick D.
I'm Bree K, and this is Kasari.
You already know what it is, man. It's William Cater.
Yo, this is DJ Lost and Found from the Missing Link Podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Miss Hero from Pew Army.
This is Stephen the Levite.
Yo, what's good, Josh? Your boy YP, aka Young Paul. You know what I mean? Representing the East Coast, New York, Jersey, stand up.
And you're tuned into the That's Not
Christian Podcast.
What up, y'all? We are back with another one.
Back.
It's your man Switch. I'm here with your man Jay. I'm here with your man Ant. And no Jimmy.
Jay.
Well, I don't know if he's gonna pop up later, but we'll see. Uh-huh. What's good, fellas? What's good in the hood?
What up? What up?
We back like a crack.
I think wow. Jay's frozen.
Oh, hey,
nah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. We back like cooked crack. Wow, that's not Christian.
That isn't.
Yo. What up, James? What's good? What's popping?
How y'all doing? 9 months. Same on same. Another Monday. Yo, can you believe we got, what? Like what? 7 weeks? 6 weeks left in the year?
Oh, my bro. My neighbors already got their Christmas lights up.
Yo. I mean, I bought a Christmas tree last week, so.
Oh, let's go. Yeah.
I can't believe it, yo. Yeah, bro, I was driving some neighborhoods. They already had all the Christmas decoration wreaths out. I'm not ready for this. They're moving too fast. Yeah.
There's this place. This is a dentist office. Like, they go all out for, like, different holidays. So I drove by. They had Halloween stuff. And then literally the next day after Halloween, bro, they were taking it down and already putting up Christmas stuff.
That was Walmart. Crazy. Walmart, same thing.
Yeah. Man, I mean, I get retail. So
yeah, but what happened to Thanksgiving? Yo, like, just nah, yo, no.
None of the is November 1st is Christmas,
bro. Yeah, already Black Friday commercials I'm seeing.
Dang, yo,
isn't that every year though?
No, it just seems
like it's getting earlier and earlier. Then it should.
Bro, we're gonna be celebrating Christmas in September next year.
We already in. We already November what 6th?
Yeah, but yeah. but in Walmart, I want to say before Halloween, they was already putting like the Christmas trees out and the ornaments and stuff. But now they full blown, like they already got like aisles dedicated now.
Did you do your lights already?
Nah, I ain't even do the lights. I didn't even know dude was in the neighborhood doing the lights. My wife was like, yo, dude is next door. It's like, what? When?
Well, usually people wait after Thanksgiving, right? To put up their trees or the decorations.
To put up the trees. Yeah.
Nah. Some people, that's the whole thing. The tree during Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess. And the lights, too.
But the lights, yeah. I might have to end up doing the lights. I might be doing the lights next weekend, yo.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be busy.
But I know,
as always.
But I end up chopping up 3 extension cords. I gotta go get some more before I do all of that. I was in the back chopping up the weeds, bro, and I was swinging away and cut my cord. So yeah,
that's.
Don't he store your lights for you?
Nah. I got them in the garage.
Oh, okay.
Nah, some companies do that. They store the lights for you and all of that.
Yeah.
But, bro, I think they charge like $500-$600 to do that. Or more.
Dang. For a season?
For that, just keep it in the garage.
Yeah. Right. I don't understand why I wouldn't do that.
But it's a lot of lights, right?
It is a lot of lights, yeah.
What, do you put it in like a bin or something?
Yeah, I got like a drawer, and I just put all the clips and the lights and the extension cords, and just keep them there. You know?
You got any animatronics?
No, I ain't got none of that.
Or blow up floats or anything like that?
No, I don't got none of that. We got reindeer.
Yoda or nothing?
Nah, I got the Christmas Yodas, the Christmas baby Yodas.
Yeah, I seen that at Home Depot the other day.
Kyle ready to jump on that.
Let's go, Kyle.
What up, Kyle? What up, Mason?
Member. We just signed up, new member. Appreciate it, Mason.
What up, CHHTS?
All right, you see what I tell you. Look.
What does Christmas lights have to do with the birth of Christ? It's so that he could see you better.
Right, yo.
Yeah. Got the lights to see you better, Kyle. Get your lights ready.
What are you talking about? Jesus said, be light. So we being light, yo.
Yeah, putting up all the light.
So I'm making sure we the light.
Word.
Kyle, yo.
The American commercial
holiday.
Yep.
Yeah, man. But like, I don't know.
Y'all get hyped for Black Friday?
No, I don't.
No. Not ever since I heard it was spending money. Yeah,
it bro, is a scam.
I learned years ago, right? Like, cause I used to go out and go to the they used to have the outlets. I used to go to the outlets at midnight, right? Mm-hmm. A long time ago. And I would go do it. I'm like, oh man, all these deals. And then that whole week before Christmas, the deals would be even better. And I'm like, bro, I'll be looking like, what did I just wasted my time running out there at midnight. I'd have been sleeping and the deals are better now. Like, oh, this is a joke, man. So never.
And I feel like they do like, now they doing like pre-Black Friday specials.
Oh, they OD'ing now. Yo.
Where it's like, yeah, get your Black Friday specials like 2 weeks before even Black Friday's on.
Bro. Yeah. Oh, I was at Walmart the other day. They had a Samsung Galaxy Book Pro. I think it joined like $500-$700. They had that joint on clearance though. I don't know if it was Black Friday, but it was $200.
Oh, wow.
But, for the laptop, but now dude saw me looking at it. And he was like, "They gone." Like,
you were the cop.
But immediately, I need a new laptop.
Yeah,
but I'm like, yo, I can't have this one off the floor. Like, what's going on? I might have to go back and see. They ain't got no more. He said, like that. It's a wrap for that one. I'm sure they're gonna have to get rid of that one too, unless one of the workers is.
Man, that would have been a nice flip right there.
What, two? And then they had a Lenovo one next to it, touchscreen joint. That was $100 and change too. That was another one that was like $500-$600. That's true. Dang. Throw them suckers on eBay. Woo.
Word.
Nice little Christmas money.
We got Jimmy in the comments. Jimmy says Black Friday deals are like waiting in line at Costco for gas for 30 minutes.
Well, I mean, once you pay $6-$7 a gallon, Jimmy, don't matter. Just go wherever you want to go. You don't gotta wait.
Mason says Jimmy got suspended for the last live. Good decision. Boy, he was wilding last live.
What he was doing?
He's always saying something crazy. He's always getting us demonetized.
Right. We don't get no money because of that dude. And then he wanna talk about not waiting in line for gas. Like we can afford expensive gas. You keep messing up our money.
I mean, honestly, man, you know, we just need the support, man. You know what I'm saying? Like some other podcasters that we know out there asking for support.
Ooh. Oh, who's that?
Why you make it sound like it's a bad
first of all, what's going on? What's going on? I know, right? What's going on?
Yeah,
I don't even really know what's going on. I just seen a video of comedian Kev on stage asking for support. And mentioning how YouTube views has been down.
Mm-hmm. For his podcast, right?
The money's been down and
Sponsorships.
And I guess it's been difficult for him to pay his employees or.
Yeah. Ads. Yeah. He said ads have been down too. He might get like one ad per video or something like that.
So we got this from comedian Chris.
Yeah.
He shared it. And he was like, "What were y'all thoughts?" And he was like, "Oh, that'd be a good topic." But yeah, what are y'all thoughts about? I mean, he's just asking for support, right?
He asking for support, but at the same time, like, I mean, I don't see a problem with him asking, right? closed mouth don't get fed. You can ask, don't mean you're gonna get it. But the way he presented it, he was like, yo, I'm not gonna tell you what to do with your money, but this is what it is. But he also said that he would offer more content, he would do more exclusive things, do a lot more stuff on his Patreon for that extra money. So it wasn't like he was just like, yo, give me free money. He said he would give more for that money too. So, which I thought, that's not bad, man. I mean, if he's going to offer a lot more content exclusive, like for those payers, then, and he's doing that so that just so he can keep his, you know, his folks paid. I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, just the simple fact that he's willing to do more for the money for them. I don't see an issue with that. Yeah.
Now, he's unique because he's one of those comedians that does shows too, right? Like, he gets his money from the shows and stuff. Yep. I mean, when I say shows, I mean his own performance, right? Like live performance.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, that was pretty interesting, and I don't know, man. It just looks like when I start to look at other YouTubers and stuff, I start to think, man, like, are these people making money? You know what I'm saying? Because someone like him, you expect him to be good. You know what I mean? And maybe he is, but maybe, you know, he has so many things that are going out with employees and whatever it is, marketing. But yeah,
but he also said he was good though, right? He said, like, personally, like, him and his own business, like his personal direct business and him and his family, like, they're good.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's those sub businesses and that, you know, that involves other employees. Those were the ones that he needed the support on. So, I mean, just to keep them paid. So, because he said they didn't have any other side jobs, right? They just solely depended on podcasting.
Yeah. I mean, well, he can just get like an AI or something.
Dang, so you want to get rid of them.
It'll probably this guy help him out. You know what I'm saying?
This guy wants people to lose their jobs around Christmas, huh?
Just saying, you want to save money.
I think now, that... save money. Yeah. I think... that it's just, I guess, a sign of the times that we're in now economically. Because, I mean, even Google has said in their earnings reports that, you know, ads have been down and have been down for a while. And I mentioned to you guys, the first thing that businesses start to do is start to cut, you know, their marketing budgets, which is ads, right? And it's not to say, like, you know, Google is paying crazy amount of money for people that do these videos or whatever on YouTube specifically, right? Because I think podcasting and social media, if you take like a pie, I think the YouTube ads or, you know, Instagram ads or Facebook ads, it's a very small piece of that pie. And the majority of your money is coming from, you know, ad reads or sponsorships. And, you know, we saw a time where, you know, last year or the year before that, right, where companies were just throwing an immense amount of money towards like podcasting and, you know, YouTube videos and stuff like that all across the platforms. Right. And then I guess now you kind of have to, if you're cutting back, you have to kind of see, okay, where am I really going to get, you know, the most bang for my buck. Right. If you had to choose between, you know, sponsoring, you know, TNC, or you're sponsoring Kev on Stage, you're probably going to go to Kev on Stage, right? Or if you're going to go Rogan or Kev on Stage, you're probably going to go Rogan, right? Because they just have a massive audience, right? And they'll get a return on their money. But yeah, I think that's the case. And I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing that he's asking people to, you know, go to Patreon and all this other stuff. You know, you got to, you know, find other avenues to you know, keep yourself afloat, right? And like you said, like, I think it's a great thing that he's, you know, he's trying to find a way to kind of keep his employees, number one, still, you know, working, and that could be an avenue. And, you know, I think that's admirable, right? Anybody else would just be like, well, guys, you know, we're not doing that well. Well, I gotta let you go, et cetera, et cetera.
Look at this guy. Could it be that YouTubers and podcasters has been spoiled and forgot about the hard work it took them to get to where they are today? Asking for a friend. Oh, I don't know. Could it be?
Could it be spoiled?
Yeah, I mean, I guess some. I think some can say that they can be lazy, but would he be considered one of the lazy ones? I would assume that for him, he would keep it a lot more professional, and you would think that he would gain more ads through his popularity in itself. But and even he's saying like, nah, I ain't even getting ads like that. So if he's not getting the ads, the revenue, like what about the smaller guys?
Right, right. And I don't think it's so much spoiled. I think it's more maybe they got comfortable because, you know, if you're getting all this money in and you know podcasting is, you know, lucrative, you know, if you want to say that, you know, you might get comfortable if you're seeing all these checks and then all of a sudden, you know, you start getting, you know, this drought or whatever and then, you know, stuff happens. But I think it's the cycle of business, right? There's sometimes that things are going to be popping, sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
You know, Chris says, sorry.
Look at this guy. He won't get a dime. Dude, we don't even get a dime from you, yeah?
Could it also be the saturation too?
Of podcasters,
of comedian YouTubers, like
could be, right?
It's like you start out with your skits, right? And they're original, and then there's 100 other people that do the same thing you do.
Right. Yeah, you ain't lying.
And replicate. I mean, like, how many times have I seen like I've seen the same jokes or the same skits
just done over, right?
Done over, different people. By people.
Yeah, you're right.
True, but you also see those people who do these skits, which ones are the most popular, right? By views, right? They didn't necessarily come up with the idea, but the fact that they did it got more views than the person that might have thought of it, you know?
But that's crazy. Because then it happened with Chris, actually. Chris did one like where he was putting up stuff outside his crib while someone's listening to his neighbors argue. And then King Bach did the same thing right after, right? And then like the same exact thing.
I mean,
obviously
that's
he's going to get more views.
Yeah.
And Chris swagger jacked it from somebody else. You know what I mean? And they just keep recycling.
Oh, he did? You did, Chris? Chris says, feed my kids or help YouTubers, podcast employees, the times we live in.
I actually think that Chris was the original one, but then I seen a bunch of people do what he did because the other dude did it, and then that's
just how it is.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's just how it is.
Look, Jay, he said getting comfortable. When things happen, panic happens, we ask the watchers to give more or create more paywalls.
Yeah, but I don't think Kevin is panicking. I just think that he's just realized, good. Like, okay. Yeah, right. He said he was good, you know, his family side. He's, like you said, trying to look out for his employees. I just think, you know, in the part of business where, you know, there's not a whole lot coming in like before, and you have maybe two or three employees or four, right? And, you know, if you're hiring an editor, you're hiring a director, all this stuff, like, you know, you're going to pay them pretty well. I don't think they're making, you know, $20,000 a year or $30,000, right? Which, you know, it has to be over 60, I would assume. So if this money is not coming in like that, like, you know, you have to find other ways. So, but I think people have always, I don't want to say people, I think creators have had that kind of realization where they kind of have to go off platform and kind of create either exclusive content or create like their own platform, for instance, to be able to, you know, I guess provide on that aspect of it, and then create the more paywalls as you kind of say. Speaking directly to Chris,
No, look. He said he was the original. Yeah.
That's cap. Yeah,
look at that. See?
That's gorra.
That's cap.
Wow. He said you capity cap, Chris. Wow.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, but I mean, I don't feel like it's wrong for you to ask your supporters or people that support, you know, just be honest with them and being vulnerable, you know, and just letting them know, like, hey, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
And he did that too, right? He did that. And he didn't seem like he was begging for money. He was like, yo, I'm not going to do what you feel you need to do with your money. It's your finances. I'm just telling you what it is and what I want to do. And he's just trying to save some jobs. That's all. I mean, which is honest thing. I didn't see.
He just needs that movie deal, man.
That's it.
And he could take cross over to that Hollywood money, man.
Oh, you got to do Holly weird stuff too.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, but he's got, you know, commercials and stuff like that. Like I've seen him on like Spectrum
really?
Commercials and all that. Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen. Yeah. I don't know. We don't have Spectrum. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. I've seen commercials, but you know, that could be just a him thing, right? That doesn't necessarily have to do with maybe his media company or whichever you know, entity he's trying to save people from, you know, save jobs for. So but,
this guy,
why does Switch's mic wiggle? What is that about?
What? I moved it.
That don't even sound right. I don't know why I don't like that comment.
Yeah.
I know he's trying to be sarcastic because he's mad about his jokes aren't original.
Dude, asking about Mike's wiggling, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but we appreciate Chris being in the comments. You know, you check out the Unignorant podcast. If you didn't know, Chris came out with a podcast not long ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
It's Yo, really Kyle, good. Check out his podcast. Send him some money like you send us. Yeah. Saturation is fire.
Saturation? Man. I mean.
There is. I mean, there's
sure.
A ton
I mean,
of
every day there's a.
I think
I mean, you're going to gravitate towards what you want to watch and. You know who you want to watch, just like you know you're watching us right now or you're listening to us. And obviously we know that there's plenty of other podcasts out there just like us or similar. So
you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
But you're here with us.
Do you guys think that Kev on stage is funny?
No, I don't personally. I don't think I've laughed at anything he's done.
I've listened to a few of his podcasts and I have like laughed at their like conversations.
Really?
Yeah. But
I'm not shocked.
I've never seen like any of his stand up or anything like that, so I wouldn't know. There's some stuff on TikTok.
This guy don't never want no smoke, no comment. That's a no. Yeah, if you say if he's funny, he's funny. You just say yes. And then you say no comment, you comment.
You say no.
Yo, but that's so subjective, right?
Like, what? Yeah, it is. It is. Just because you think it's funny don't mean I'm gonna think it's funny.
Right.
You're right.
Yeah. I think it's like
Key and Peele.
How you say like? No. I'm just saying. I think it's like a key if you could somehow create something funny where everybody thinks it's funny.
Oh,
all three of us. You know. I think that's
that's like impossible.
With a comedian.
You don't think so? There's not no one.
Oh wait. Comedians. All three of us feel like.
It's funny.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that would be like I guess you could say a great comedian, right?
Yeah.
And Kev
on stage is obviously not because I don't think he finds him. Ant doesn't find him funny. I don't remember anything that's memorable that he's done.
So you don't find him funny?
Not that I don't find him funny, I just don't tune in enough to him. Like I'm not okay
like the stuff. You're right. I didn't tune into anything, but the stuff that I've seen, the posts and stuff that he's done, I never thought they were funny. I mean,
like we've seen some funny joints, like
yeah.
Like we've done shared some funny reels. We were like, yo, this is hilarious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but I haven't. Maybe I missed it. Man, you know, if you seen something of his that's funny, send it to me. You know.
Dang, tough crowd.
I'm just saying. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. Country went Jimmy says Country Wayne is. I think Country Wayne fell off, yo. I don't think he's as funny.
I don't even know who that is.
That's the dude that looked like a young Chris Tucker. He got the big eyes. He kind of reminds me of
Chris Tucker. Christian comedian.
Yeah, supposedly, right.
He was dating that. What's that female's name?
Jess Hilarious.
Yeah.
What happened?
This dude is there. You there?
Right, he was wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, okay, Country Wayne.
No,
I know what it is now.
But yeah, I don't tune into him anymore either.
He looked him up.
So anybody who's a Christian comedian,
I thought he was funny when he first came out. No. He was funny at first. I think like he was hungrier, but now
John Chris was funny. It's funny. Well, he be wilding.
Meh.
No.
Chris, you think Country Wayne is funny? And Jimmy is country with a K, yo. Kyle says, doesn't that cat have? Yeah, he does have mad kids. Yeah, he does.
I think my man comedian Chris is funny, man. You heard?
That's subjective.
Cricket.
Yo, Chris.
Nah.
Trying to say you're not funny, bro. Like you wasn't going viral on was that app that he was going crazy on?
Vine.
Good times.
Yeah.
Country Wayne is funny.
He said Country Wayne is funny. He has a lot of moments. Yeah, he does. I don't think he's. Yeah, that dude be making like little, like, shows on IG now. Oh, this dude disappeared.
Doesn't Chris have a show coming up?
Oh, he does, show? Right?
Where's that show at? Hope?
In VA. It's in VA.
Yo, go tap in my man Chris, yo. Viewing VA.
He's hosting the show. Yeah.
Did he host it already or is it coming up?
No, I think it's coming up.
Make sure y'all go check that out, man.
Yeah, with Lady
But he's
P,
talking
think,
about
right?
the podcast, right? He's not.
What? What do you mean?
Chris, he's not doing no stand-up there. He's just talking about the podcast.
Nah, yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. He's just hosting.
He's a host. He's a host of the show.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he's a host. Okay.
I'm not host. He said he's not hosing. Wow. I hope not. I hope you're not hosing anything. Be hosing them for their bread. He's speaking.
Chris, what day is that?
Wow. He's speaking.
Oh, he's not the host, though. Okay.
Nah.
I thought I saw in the thing it said host. But anyway.
Where's the Addy, Chris? We're going to pull up.
Yo, tell him to go follow him on his Instagram and they can find it there.
Go follow him on his Instagram. That's
he has it posted, yo.
It's no longer Comedian Chris, right? It's Chris Eric Williams. It's
Christopher Eric Williams.
Christopher Eric Williams III.
November 18th in Danville, Virginia.
I never knew Chris's middle name was Eric.
Christopher Williams. Don't touch me. He said it's in the sticks. Oh, forget it then.
Well, you know if Chris is speaking, it's gonna be funny because he's gonna come up with something funny.
Right.
He's gonna talk about you.
Anyway. He's just naturally funny. He's gonna be like, you know what? You guys really like Puerto Ricans? Because right. I got some Fernando. Puerto Rican friends.
And all three of them are named Fernando.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, move it on. That's not. We were just talking about. So all right. Christian comedians. Now we're this. Yeah, what's going on with this whole thing with D1? Yo, what's D1's doing a lot of
from Christian comedians to Christian rappers.
Chris, right? We staying on that plane. Oh, this is Kyle's favorite subject right here. D1.
I'm going to follow him to see if he will block me.
Yo, right. let's give D1 a round of applause, man. Come on, man. That boy making noise, man. Come on.
Yeah. He calling people out, yo. All right, so what do y'all think? Well, first of all, For people that don't know,
what's the story?
Recently, D1 has called out. I think he was on Sway in the Morning. He called out D1 and Rick Ross. Right, he was talking about their lyrics and how they're promoting
Meek Mill, you know, Ross.
What they do, right? Drugs, violence, killing, whatever, right? But he's saying that they got to do better, right? Meek Mill is the face of reform. Rick Ross, I don't know if he mentioned much about Rick Ross, but I know he stuck to the fact that Meek Mill is a speaker for reform. So he's like, how can you, you know, be on a positive note on one thing, but then your music glorifies, you know, the exact reason that they're in jail to begin with, right? So he called them out. And I think it's specifically in that interview, he called out Rick Ross, Meek Mill, and then Jim Jones as well. So that's what happened. And then there's been a lot of back and forth about it. Rick Ross responded with a video, like kind of making fun of his accent and talking about how he gave back thousands of turkeys or whatever. And then Meek Mill responded with a post, right? And I don't think Jim Jones has said anything. But, you know, there's been a lot of back and forth, man. I looked at Rick Ross comments. They were killing them. They was like, dude, you missing the point. Ain't nobody talking about turkeys. Right? I'm saying, like, they're talking about your lyrics. And I seen a lot of people in his comments like, dude, your music has reached more people than turkeys have fed people. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so it was a lot of that, man. So,
so they in support of D1.
Yeah. There was a lot of people in his comments in support of D1. Turkeys and bikes. Yeah. So they got their bikes, they took a turkey leg, and they were out. So
turkeys and bikes. But yeah, so Rick Ross and Meek Mill are about to drop an album together. Mm-hmm. And they released two singles, right? Mm-hmm. And look, I'm not going to front. Both singles to me are hard. Like, the beats Shaq are hard.
Shaq just, on it, right?
Is he?
They got a remix with Shaq on it.
Oh, okay. Well, they got the Shaq and Kobe and then the Lyrical Exercise. They dropped like two singles and they hard, right? But Meek Mill, right, a while back was talking about this prison reform, how we need to change, you know. And as far as prison, right, because he had his own experience with the law, feeling like he was wrongfully... You know, they put him in, what was it? They put him in jail because he had gotten in trouble with not following the law, right? Mm-hmm. Because he was on probation. And that's a whole nother discussion because I think Meek kind of downplays, you know, certain things, right, that have happened to him because he has an extensive criminal history, right? So, but anyway, long story short, he's for prison reform, right? And now he comes out with these songs, and these songs are murder, murder, kill, kill, right? Just ratchetness, right? And free Young Thug, right? Free Dugga, right? Two guys that are locked up for criminal activity, right? And D1 is like, yo, I was giving out, you know, I was kind of like supporting you because I was giving out free sneakers of Meek Mill's that had reform on it. And then he's like, and then you go and do this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go and rap these lyrics that are sending our people to jail pretty much, right? Like, kill them, whatever it is that he's rapping about, right? Y'all can listen to music and know pretty much what Meek Mill's talking about. So, so then, you know, Rick Ross responds with the whole turkeys thing, which was kind of lame because it's like, all right, dude, we're talking about turkeys. Anybody could do that. Al Capone was giving out turkeys, but still killing people. You know what I mean? Like, like that's just something that it seems like to like clear their conscience, like, oh, we'll do this good deed. But it's like, all right, what about everything else that y'all doing? Everything else that y'all rapping about. So I'm with D1 on this one. I like the fact that one thing I do like is that we have someone else that's a voice from the community that's other than like Lecrae or NF or who's the other guy? Toby Nigwe, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, you know, like you know, those are the more popular ones, right?
Yeah.
As far as to the secular realm, right?
Uh-huh.
But D1 is, I like the fact that he's more vocal, you know what I'm saying? Because I think we get less of that. We have less of that from the other artists that are in these secular venues, you know, or these secular circles, right? Should I say? So I appreciated it, man. I really kudos to D1. You know, I know people have their thing with D1 and whether his clout chasing and, you know, he went at Lecrae and he had a song with The Game. And I think another rapper, was it D-Smoke or someone else? Another.
Nah, he got one with Lupe and Big Crit.
Big Crit. Okay, so he's had some secular artists.
So that's the thing, right? So that's like you just touched on. So Chris, you see, he says no applause from me. Kyle says D1. You know, he said a bunch of stuff right there. You know? But anyway, neither one of them think that he's sincere about it. Like he's really clout chasing, right? So I think because he's just coming at them. I don't know. They don't think it's authentic. They don't think he's really he really feels that way. I think it's just, look, Chris says name three of his top songs, which for D1. Are we supposed? I couldn't do that. I don't know. You on mute, Switch?
Yeah, he is.
Bro, unmute yourself, yo.
Oh, my fault. I don't know. Somebody muted me. Yeah, I don't listen to D1. And I'll be honest. I don't know no songs from D1.
No, he said Crickets. Who's next now that he's known only for calling out rappers? Wow. So
is that what y'all think? Like he's just a dude that's just calling out rappers? I really feel like he really has some kind of merit, because I kind of felt the same way when I heard the songs. I was like, This is Mr. Reform. Like, this is what we doing now. Like, yeah. I mean, and I get it. I get Kyle's like, well, we expect Meek Mill to really change his lyrics. No, but we kind of want to see some kind of growth at least, or see something, you know.
Yeah.
And there is no growth, but you know, I guess.
But
when you don't have God in your life, you know, you can't expect that. You know what I mean? So,
right. No, that's true. I think speaking to some of it with Chris, it was like it seems like he calls them out, but at the same time, he'll still work with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to if it's really about that, and if he gets in contact with them, does he have those type of conversations? Or is those conversations is to get their attention to finally get some work with some of these artists? Because I mean, I did see the song where he's with Lupe and Crit. Like on the song, he's talking about Jesus, right? So even though Lupe is Muslim, right, he's still on the song talking about Jesus. So if they decided to be on the song with him, and you know, and they didn't say nothing crazy, I don't think there's an issue with it. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know if that's his heart, like Chris. If he's doing that for attention, just to get to the mainstream, just so people could see, you know, so he can get out there. Because I feel like a lot of CHH artists, and I'm not saying all of them, but there's a lot that just come in this lane to get recognized. Because the minute, a regular hip-hop artist even mentions them, they lose their mind, yo. They are like, Jesus really said something to them. Like they get so hyped about the attention that they got from the outside secular artists. So it seems like, what was the goal here, yo? So I don't know. Look, you're talking about when this D1 album drop.
I think D1, I didn't think of it as he's clout chasing. I just think he's doing something different where he's calling out the hypocrisy. I don't understand the hypocrisy with him in that he's working with them, like he worked with the game or whatever, because the, I mean, does a song say murder, murder, kill, kill? I don't think so. So yeah, I don't know if I don't know.
I think that's their point. That's their point, right?
That, well, I think that their point is that game is game may not have that content on that song, but you know that all his other songs.
Yeah, he has the content. Sorry, yeah. Mm. And he still works with them, so it's like, did he call the game out?
So the song with Big Crit came out in 2016, but the one with the game definitely came out this year, so September 8th.
The one with Big Crit and Lupe came out 2016.
Yeah, but the song with the game was on his newest album that dropped September 8th, 2023. Mm. I didn't hear the song. Anybody ever heard the song and the lyrics?
I think Kyle said. I think Kyle heard it. Chris, yo, this dude, Chris, yo, Chris, you want to jump on? You really want to talk to D1? Does anyone know the song he did with the game? Anyone added it to their playlist? Look, look at this guy. Look.
What does that have to do with anything? No, Chris?
I don't know.
Do we have to know his song?
Like, I feel like it's a damn if you do, damn if you don't situation, because if he doesn't record, you know, with the game or anybody, you know, that's popular, then how are other people supposed to hear about D1, who also happens to rap about Christ, right? Mm-hmm. Because in my perspective, if he does a feature like that, is number one, to so people can find out about you, and number two is, you know, hopefully to continue, you know, spreading the gospel to those people who might be fans of, you know, Game or Meek, right, or Rick.
So yeah, I mean, if you don't know, like, if you don't know them, right, and I think Chris pointed this out earlier, if you don't know them like that, are they going to respond to that call out, you know,
but they did,
in a
no
positive way? No.
Oh, are they gonna be okay?
Yeah. Like, are they gonna accept it? Are they gonna be like, "Oh yeah, brother, you know, let's have a talk"? Or are they gonna see it as an attack? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, so
I don't think anybody's gonna be like, "Yeah, I don't think anybody's gonna be like, oh wow, brother, like you really got my hypocrisy, you know, all these years. I'm so sorry." Like,
right?
No, I mean, yeah, we're just gonna move on, and sure, they'll make a diss track about it. You know,
probably. Probably.
Alright, here's my conspiracy. Right?
Go ahead.
Game had beef with Meek Mill. Remember they had the little beef a couple years back where the game went to Philly?
Have beef with?
Game went to Philly, went looking for Meek Mill. This is the get back. D1 goes at Meek Mill on Game's behalf.
So game used D1.
I'm just joking.
Chris says, my point is he doesn't have a major influence in the secular music industry to cause any change of lyrics. Sure, but
does that mean
obviously this went viral? Right. He can't speak on it, he can't call him out. Then we should just stay in our little box, and that's it.
Dude is on Sway. Dude be tapped in. He be in certain places. You know what I mean?
But on the flip side, right? Chris, man, think about this. On the flip side, we criticize artists, CHH artists, that get a big platform and don't say anything. Right? Like when Lecrae went up to Breakfast Club, wherever, and when they asked him his question about being a Christian rapper, right? People felt like he dropped the ball big time, right? He didn't say what people wanted him to say. And then now we got D1. He goes up there and he going at it. Like, he being bold, right? He was like, yo, rappers got to change their content, you know? And I ain't going to lie, outside of what D1 says, I listen to Sway in the morning, right? Heather B talks a lot about, you know, praying, and she's a Christian, and talks about God, and they even have like on Thursdays, Thankful Thursdays, and they start playing gospel music and stuff like that. And they tell people to call in and talk about, you know, just the wins in their life, stuff like that, right? Things that they're blessed. And I find it bugged out that they'll do that, and then an hour later, like, they'll be cursing and they'll play Meek Mill and they'll play some bang bang shoot 'em up stuff, and I've heard have to be like cursing and all of that. And like, yo, like right at the beginning of the show, you was just talking about praying, and you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, which one is it? So you know, when you get somebody like D1 up there and they just being bold, and he's like, yo, I'm gonna take this chance to speak how I feel about hip hop. And obviously he came at Rick Ross and Meek Mill, right? Because I think they have the newest project ready to drop or whatever the case. So he, maybe that was who was on his radar, right? And then he was just like, yo, let me speak on that. But outside of whatever other stuff too, because like the reform stuff. So he felt like that was his chance to say something. Now was he gonna change anything? No, but he got his message out there, right? He got people talking. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should applaud D1 for what he did. Chris.
Kyle, what are you saying exactly about Kyle? He said, why don't D1 call out Sway? He probably would have got kicked out the show. There was a limit to his call out. Like, yo.
Well, that's people's argument too. Like, why are you just picking on Rick Ross and Meek Mills when there's tons? But I think some people feel like it's targeted at them? The whole genre, right? But they just, I guess it kind of hits home because of that whole. What kind of reform sneakers did Meek Mill have?
I have no idea, bro. I ain't buying no reform sneakers.
Mill had reform sneakers, so
I didn't know that either, bro.
He wasn't giving those away.
They should have been given away.
He felt like, yo, like, bro, I'm giving these out, and you over here talking that same nonsense. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, his sneakers, it don't even matter. You gave them out, yo. Some kids needed it. Cool. I don't mean nothing, but look, D1 needs to be rebuked, not applauded. I mean, I disagree.
I feel like you need more of that in those spaces. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, because I feel like every Christian artist, even the really holy ones, always have like that soft spot for like secular artists, right? It's like. Or a celebrity that's Christian, you know, that turns Christian is just like CHH kind of like gravitate towards that, you know what I mean? Like, like, I don't know. Let's say you grew up listening to, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? And then the person thinks your music is dope, you know what I'm saying? And then Christian rappers be like, yo, this person thinks my music is dope or whatever, you know what I mean? They might tweet it out or. Bro, so that's like an ongoing thing, you know what I mean?
Look, Chris says it's bold. I respect that, but I don't think that he's the one. No one knows him, but in his mind, like he said, I'm successful. People know me. I'm on my 10th album. Hey, listen, I think God can use anybody at any time. It don't matter if it's your 10th album. It don't matter if it's your first album. That was his time to say what he had to say.
And I'll say this, there are people that feel, right, like non-Christians him. That feel what he's saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They feel exactly like, yo, like.
There was a lot, bro.
Yeah. If you look at the comments, people are like, yo, this is, yeah, I rock with Sun's message.
Yeah.
I seen, and then, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, now look, they'll check him out. They'll see his lyrics. And then get exposed to other people who are in the same genre. And then who knows? What if they step into a church, accept Christ, and then boom, another soul saved. Yeah. Like, it's like all these things, but we over here upset that, you know, he's a nobody, right? Calling out somebodies.
He's such a nobody that Rick Ross made a whole video about him. You know what I mean?
He got offended. Like you said, I respect that, but the mainstream artists ain't listening to D1. They probably not. But I was looking in his comments, and he had Teddy Riley up there, Eric Sermon, Jazzy Faye, right? He has those are two big producers already, right? Mace. A lot of people were in his comments, like applauding him for saying that, you know. But again, you know, is it gonna make a big change? I mean, who knows? But the fact that, you know, I think it's cool that he says something. Now he may be running with it, because now he got like five or six other posts talking about the same thing about Meek Mill and Rick Ross, and talking about, I think he little OD with like a pivotal moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, now it seemed like he kind of fanned out because Meek responded, right? He was like, this is a pivotal moment in hip hop. Meek responded. Like, all right, relax, buddy.
I mean, I feel like Ross was convicted.
He probably was, right?
By what he said. That's why he started talking about all the good deeds he did. Like, that's like when Christ came to the rich young ruler. Was like, yeah, I do this, I do that. And then he
gave money to the poor. Yeah, but sell everything.
This, right? Yeah, yeah. That's D1 telling Ross, like, yeah, but you still rap them crazy lyrics, right?
Yeah. So I mean.
Like, bro, started mentioning turkeys. I was ashamed for Rick Ross when he said that. Like
turkeys, like, bro, this not even
turkeys and bikes in the hood. Like, what?
Yeah,
what? That's like, bro, that just went over your head, bro. Like, right? You know what I mean?
Look, Kyle not letting the game thing go. He co-signed introducing the game to his Christian fan base. I'm sure his fan base already knew who the game was. But you're right. I mean, you're right in that sense, Kyle. I mean, if he's not...
I'll give you that, Kyle.
Yeah, if he's not holding the game to the same standard and still puts him on the album. Look, I'm pretty much sure that if that Meek Mill and Rick Ross conversation went a different way, and they were willing to get on the track with him, he would accept that 100%.
Who would it, bro?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Who would it? He would jump on it. Even after calling them out, you know what I'm saying? Like, he would jump all over that. So
yeah.
And who's to say that he doesn't feel a way about Game's lyrics?
Yeah. I guess because he didn't.
But I guess people want him to call out the Game.
Right.
And feel like, oh, well, you know,
are you okay with it?
You straddling the fence. But
right.
Maybe he do feel that way about the Game too.
He got to. Game ain't saying nothing different than them dudes be saying. Yeah?
Right. But maybe, you know, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows how that collab came out, right? We don't know. Like, we don't know if that collab was just like, you know, a manager or whatever. You know what I mean? Maybe they don't got a relationship. Maybe they do have a close relationship. Who knows, right?
Maybe he was working on the Game at one point. I mean, who knows? I don't know.
Maybe the Game is like one of those. You ever got those homies that, you know, they ratchet, but when we come to talk about God, they talk with you, and you know what I mean? And y'all just talk about the Lord, but you know that their lifestyle obviously is not glorifying the Lord or nothing, right? But when it come to talk about God or maybe debating or,
they want
to, you know, if they need prayer or they need something, like, they always come to you. So who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, Chris, you know about that. So leave that man alone, yo. Let him be bold. Let's see what happens when it comes out of it. I just hope he don't do another 5-6 videos about Rick Ross and Meek Mill. Like, yo, they responded. Like, all right, bro, relax. Y'all just get on the call at this point, you know. But I don't know, man. Let's see. What's this? What? This guy. I'm not going to tolerate any Game slander. He dropped a CH album called Jesus Peace.
He did.
You probably still listening to it right now, yo. Exactly. Yeah, this guy. All right, well, we'll stay on the topic of CHH. Chris Durso has something to say recently, right?
Yes, I'm pulling it up right now.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm trying.
I thought I was finished.
Right.
Meek Millie.
I ain't gonna front.
Bear with me here.
Played that joint on Creed. It was hard.
Is this joint working? It's not working. Oh, hold on. I'm trying.
You stalling this out? Just we might as well read it at this point.
Man, hold on. We gonna do this professionally. I mean, it looks like it's pulled up here. There we go. At the stage.
There we go.
All right. Is it showing up? Because
it ain't showing nothing.
Okay.
Wow. Well, there it is. There it is.
Okay. I'm going to read it. It says, so this is from Chris Durso, pastor of a church here in Brooklyn. I'm not
He's the Brooklyn Nets chaplain too, right?
Yes, he became the Brooklyn Nets chaplain. Yes, that was a recent thing I saw. Mm-hmm. But it says, I'm not a rapper, but I love rap. Christian rappers, we need you. What we don't need is this mumble rap, trying to harmonize and sound like what these young secular rappers are doing. We need authoritative, gritty, bold, honest, authentic rap. We don't need to dance. We need to feel proud of who we are as believers. We need to feel it in our chest. Scarlett is doing this for New York right now. We need you to do it for the kingdom, but better because of who you represent, what he did for you, and what he says about you. We need you to rap like you mean it and you are unashamed of it. Stop apologizing and start rapping again like you want all the smoke, respectfully. And then, praying hands and heart on fire.
Wow.
So he said Scarlet. Gritty.
Scarlet. So he wanted to come out with a stay the F out of hell.
Back the heck up. Right. Slap the heck up.
I saw her do a video, do all that. And then at the end, she was like, okay, like my video. Peace. I'm like, well, what just happened here? But yeah, so he wants that gritty, tough CHA. So obviously, I saw Selah in the comments, right? Like, nah, ain't no way dude ain't heard of us, right? Like, we out here.
Yeah. Oh man, the whole gritty CHH community got on them.
They were on them. Commissioner was in there.
Good.
I saw Clifford Gray was in there and was like, yo, I got my what's the joint he got? The oh man, I'm bugging.
Drawing a blank.
Well, Clifford Gray, whatever his joint, the single that he got, he was like, yo, I got my song out. And Chris Durso was like, yo, I just listened, fire, right?
There you go.
So, yeah. So, I see him, you know, saying tag a few artists, but they was at his neck, you know? And it was like, yo, we out here. Stop playing.
Well, the homie Conquest had made a video and was like, man, like, kind of like, yo, you know, I know you probably haven't heard. Nah, it was just basically like, you know, you probably haven't heard any of these artists, but there's artists out here.
A lot of artists.
You know? So get tapped in pretty much. You know what I mean?
Somebody need to just tag them on the Gritty CHH page, yo.
Yeah.
And then just go in right there. Like,
well, maybe he never heard of them. You know what I mean?
Ah, that's obvious. I mean, I could see that. I could definitely see that.
But maybe he just wasn't tapped in like that. But you know, I remember Chris from Christ Tabernacle. So they used to have the hip hop events. They were like big with the hip hop events. You know what I mean,
bro?
Like,
I remember
Friday.
Yes, I remember. Literally got off of church on Friday night, and we went to Christ Tab, and Trip Lee preached that night. And I literally, that message was insane. And then they had a concert after. I think it was before, because it was during our church service. But we went and Tripoli was preaching that night. Incredible message. So, yeah, definitely.
He said he wanted gritty and someone tagged Angie Rose.
Wow.
Man, bro.
She's from New York.
I mean, they also tagged Flame. So
Flame is gritty though.
Okay.
Wait, all right. So what, you see, we gotta ask C4, what's considered gritty?
C4, YP, C4, the commissioner, those people.
Say la.
Q-Flow.
Well, what makes them gritty? That's what I'm saying. What makes that word gritty?
It's the style of the music that's really gritty, right? It's that
almost like in your face. Gritty. Yeah.
Talking crazy, slapping the demons.
We got to get Chris on the show. Well, I wonder what inspired that post.
Right?
Because he said something about Scarlet.
Well, he said mumble rap, like, right?
Was he just like, shut the... He was like, yeah, this is hard. He was
like, yeah, we need something like this.
We need CHH, need something like this.
No, right. I feel like I need to slap something right now. So he probably was like, you know, like, oh... CHHMOP or something. I got to stomp a couple of demons out right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wish I would love to. That would be a great conversation to have with him. Like, yo, what inspired that?
Oh,
what happened at that moment you felt like you had to say that, yo?
Nigga Kyle, I left Christ Tab because of Chris promoting secular artists in church service.
Oh, this guy.
Oh, man.
Yo, Kyle got beef with everybody, yo.
Kyle is blocked by D1. He couldn't even see the response video. He's like, what is this? That's it. It's D1. He's like, oh, I'm blocked by him. Yo. I'm blocked by D1, bro, and KB.
Jimmy's a hater. Durso wears boneless Tims. Oh, he say he wanna hear the gritty. Like, I don't know.
Jay, what you feel about that? That's your hood, Jay. That's your side.
Yeah, I mean
you with it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah,
be introduced to some. Give him some William Cater. Let him listen to the new album, No Respect of Persons, yo. Let him, front to back. Let's join fire, yo.
He's not wrong. You know, and we need authoritative, you know, gritty, bold, you know, but then you got people who's hating on D1 for being bold. So I'm not saying that he's gritty, but, you know.
Are they hating on him or are they thinking that he's being a hypocrite?
Bro, Kyle's hating on him. How many?
No, I think Chris is hating on him because Chris is talking about nobody knows him.
Nobody knows him. Anyway, we're not going to go back to that
album drop. When his album dropped,
we're not gonna go back to that. He's right. I think Chris is right. Chris Durso is right.
So you think we need more gritty music?
Yeah, I think
it's more boldness, right?
Yeah, platform to get these guys more out there, I guess. Right.
Well, he like,
and I think Chris also, he's from New York, right? So he's used to, you know, all that, you know, music.
So. Like that. So when I see, like I said, he responded to Clifford Gray, right? And he said Clifford Gray's City of God joint was fire. So obviously he wants something like that, right? He wants something with the hard beats and but just speaking straight up God, right? Like, and that's what he's looking for.
And y'all gotta understand, like he's coming from an era, right? Like we would go mm-hmm. to Christ Tab, right? So he came from an era that, like, you had the Corey Reds, you had all the
style.
You know what I mean? That style, and it was bold in your face, Christ preaching, you know what I mean? It was just so, you know, maybe, and that's why I feel like the gritty CHH is kind of a reminiscent of that, because now it's like, all right, it's lyrics, but it's also like Christ in your face, bold. Mm-hmm. It's from New York or even the tri-state, right? So so I think for him, it's just like, dag, I have, you know, he's probably inviting special guests or he's probably sending the CHH and like, yo, where's all that I came from, you know what I mean? Or I was around all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't see that. And
it's dope.
And maybe some of the artists like, you know, C4 and Selah and all these other guys, it probably just went on his radar where he didn't, You know what I mean?
He just got to tap in, yo. Like, I just, all he has to do is go through his comments now at this point and start picking them out, because they did. They all came at him, yo.
Oh, yeah. They heard him loud and clear.
Yeah, because they did, yo. So,
yeah. And yo, and it's possible to miss out on that, because just like in the secular realm, right? Some people only know the really popular music, and they don't know the Conways and all these other people, right?
Yeah.
And even people that listen to lyrics, they still don't know about them. You know what I mean? Like, I was talking to my homie at work, and I'm like, "Yo, you never heard of Conway or none of them?" And he's like, "Nah." And he's like big on Jay-Z and Nas and all these other artists, and I'm like, "You never heard their music before?" He's like, "Nah."
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely possible. I could see it, you know. But at the same time, that's crazy, right? Like, if he was having those events, maybe he just lost track of like where it went from them days that you said they used to have the events to now.
Yeah,
you know, so many artists. It's a lot of artists out there, like even the CHH that, you know, that come about that we don't know about. So I can see that get lost in there.
For sure.
That's crazy.
But
that'd be dope, man. If he start tapping in with some of them, maybe get them into halftime at the Nets game or something, yo. You see, mess around, see Commissioner and YP in the middle of that floor. That'd be fire.
He can't, but that means that YP can't wear that Knicks coke he got.
Oh, that's right. Then YP got to get out of here, then, yo.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's what happens. Nah,
this play. Yeah. He's got to go.
Snakes, bro.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess keep it Brooklyn and put Clifford Gray out there. Cliff, yeah. That's what they're going to have to do. Never mind.
Oh, man.
Crazy. Right. It's crazy out here, yo.
It is. So there was another story on this whole Caesar Pina and DJ Envy. What was this about?
Pizza.
Yo, they said Buttons got jumped by them dudes at the club, but they said nothing happened though. You heard about that?
Buttons,
right?
Said he got punched.
What?
Over the weekend.
Was it by the same dudes or different?
I don't know. But is it? It gotta be. Can't be a coincidence, yo. All of this lined up back to back like that.
So Cesar Pina, right?
His brother.
Pina. His brother, who goes by Lucci Rentals.
He's harassing everybody.
He saw Joe Buttons outside. I don't know. Was it a restaurant?
Yeah, it looked like a restaurant.
Out in Jersey, because you know Joe live in Jersey, and they most likely in Jersey. And you know, he started saying, what was he saying to Joe? He was like, yo, what was that stuff you were saying? Or da da da, pizza, right?
Yeah, oh, he stepped up.
And Budden was like, I don't got no time for this. Budden looked like he was with his girl or something. And Budden just was smoking outside, and he left and went back to the restaurant, and then it looked like he left immediately after that. But I've been watching this guy, Lucci Rentals, man. He's a wild guy, man.
Man, he was on the live with Tony the Closer, but he was threatening him though.
He was on the live with Tony the Closer talking about he gonna smoke him. Yeah. He's blowing him kisses like, don't worry, I got you, I'm gonna smoke you.
he had to be high, yo. Like,
yeah, he was wilding. Yeah. But I think the pushback, I guess, for him is like, I'm defending my brother, because I think they feel like they didn't do anything wrong, and they feel like these people are saying that they're guilty before being proven innocent, you know, before being proven guilty.
Right.
So I guess, you know, that's their pushback, because Tony the Close has been going hard on DJ Envy and Caesar. You know what I'm saying? Like, he been like on him. You know what I mean? But I get it. Like, It seems like a scam. It smells like a scam. You know what I mean? Most likely it is a scam. Even us, we talked about it, right? Like, we're like, yo, this stuff don't sound right. But Jay and Jimmy have a different opinion, I believe. Yeah,
they with Caesar. They trying to be his partner.
I think they just feel like it got out of hand and got out of control, and his intent wasn't to scam. And but I'm more with Ant on this. Like, there's too much evidence from little documentaries that we've done seen.
Nah, Jimmy definitely trying to get in on the action. He keeps talking about rentals, so I don't know.
Oh,
he's trying to take the business over when Caesar gets locked up.
Dang.
But do y'all think it was smart for his brother to record that and or dumb. Even go on the live and like, I feel like he's talking too much. And you have an open case, right? Like, your brother has an open case, right? So
right, and you threatening people. Like, what? He did put up a poster telling the close of all his arrests. And one of them was like domestic violence to a female.
Oh yeah, he Tony the Closer is known for hitting some women.
Yeah, and not in a good way. Goodness.
That's crazy.
So yeah, I mean, that was dumb. It was dumb. I don't. Why would you go on any live video recorded, whatever, and threaten somebody?
I like, don't. That's the I don't.
Dumbest.
Know.
They talk about, I'm gonna smoke you.
Right. When them blowing kisses at him. Bro, dumb.
I'm a
and they talking about, I love you. I love you. You know, this dude, he had to been high.
Bro, I don't know what smoke means. It could be, I mean, smoke in the hood means one thing, right? But
right.
Maybe he means something else. Like, I'm going to smoke you in the
lawsuit. Nah, but then he said, I'm going to sue you too. You heard him?
Nah, I didn't hear that.
Then he said, I'm going to sue you. It was like, bro, you gonna sue him, smoke him? What are you gonna do? Which one's first?
Blow kisses at him,
bro. This dude, I'm telling you, he was high out of his mind. I don't know what he was high off of, but he was high. Right. Like, his eyes, yo, he was out of there. So, which was dumb, man.
Yeah, it was so I don't cute. Understand. When I saw Envy talk about it, and then the first thing he says is like, "Hey, you know, I got a case. I can't talk about much." All right, so why are you talking then? And then right. Caesar, the same thing again. So
talking. Whole 30 minutes talking. Like, bro, did your lawyer okay this? Understand. Like, what are you doing?
No, their lawyer is flipping tables, probably. Flipping like tables. Like Switch is about to do right now.
Yeah, he about to flip the table.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, it was dumb, though. It was dumb. It was stupid. Yeah.
Don't all do right, so what's his name? He got in a scrap with them, it seems like, or like the assumption?
I don't know. They're saying, they never said who it was, but he was in the club. He got punched. People were saying he got jumped.
Oh, damn.
But so, Joe said he said he got punched. He's like, yeah, that was true. Hard.
Like, he didn't look like he had a scratch. Nothing. So he looked okay.
It's not his first time getting punched, so he'd be all right.
Nah. He's been slapped around a few times. It's nothing new. He could take a slap.
Even his reaction, I'm like, oh my gosh, buddy. Like, you're so... He's like, hey, he's got this passive aggressive, like, I ain't got no time for this. No, you're just scared. Like, that's how you're walking off. I don't got no time for you.
He ain't about it then, right?
Nah, I mean, definitely. He always says he is, but he be ready to. Like, he always yelling, right? He be getting real loud. Until,
that's all he does.
He like them that he's like the dog would all bark.
Mm-hmm. The chihuahuas,
yeah. Until a pit bull come, and then it's a wrap. Right.
He's one of those that talk his way. Like, yeah, man, you don't want to do that. Trust me, you don't want to do that.
And then he gets slapped.
But
asleep.
Then when it's time to really do that, he be like, nah, but chill.
Yeah. And then he said, like, what? And he, like, the woo slapped him around or something?
Yeah, he got punched in his eye for the whole Method Man thing.
That's what it was. And it was like, he just sat there. He got punched in the eye, sat down.
Like, and then damn. The other members of Slaughterhouse had to, like, come and defend him, like, not physically, but like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
I punched my man, you know what I mean?
Dang. What do you do after that? You get punched in the eye in front of your peoples. You gotta go have a drink or something? Give him a steak to put on his eye? What do you do?
You didn't see the, remember he had the video where he had the thing.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. I was just saying, he was like,
about he wanted to fight them one on one in the room, just me and you. One.
Nah, bro.
I don't know about Joe, man. I think Joe be pump fake. I think he be bump faking a lot, bro.
Joe chases down cars like the robot. Yo, well, I seen him put a post up of a dirty wife beater, like it was in a museum.
What?
Yeah, because in that video he had like a dirty wife beater when he was chasing the dude down the car. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Iconic. All right,
man. That is not CHH related or anything Christian related. No,
we've been talking about them. So
DJ
Envy stuff and.
Yeah.
We'll see when the court stuff start coming out. We'll see who's gonna
It's gonna be a lot.
But I'm shocked to see like Caesar's posting a lot. He's going on live and he's like not backing down. So
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
bro. You gotta check out his post, bro. Like his post.
I mean, I'll check him out. Yeah, I'll check him out. But the last one that I saw,
the one of power. Yeah. He's like Ghost from Power. He got
And they got the music playing.
Still think it's a joke.
Yeah, I don't think he really knows what's ahead of him.
It's Fed, right? It's Fed charges at this point.
Yeah,
The Feds ain't coming for you unless they know they got a case, bro.
Well, maybe he feels like he got enough evidence to back himself where he's innocent. So,
bro, no lawyer is gonna be like, yeah, please go on a live and start talking about everything. Like, unless that dude has like them big baggy suits, you know, with the shoes.
Out of the public defender.
Public defender, yeah. That's
if it's those dudes. I'm sorry,
it's a wrap for him anyway. It's over for him.
Yeah, it don't even matter. Might as well take the L right now.
Nah, with all that money he got, he got to have a
one money, you know what I mean? Bro. He got nothing.
He took the people's money. He got the people's
money. He got money.
Anyway,
I don't know.
We'll see.
Did they cease? Well, what is going on? Because they never.
Well, everything's under investigation. They haven't taken anything yet.
Right. So.
So
he's being investigated.
Liquidating and get it to his lawyers ASAP so he can be defended.
And I'm sure he knows. I'm sure if he knows that, he's probably preparing for whatever. So
he gotta be. If he's not,
his story and his, you know, everything ready for what's to come.
But then again, right? I mean, he is going on live, so I don't know. If he's preparing,
this is the weirdest thing ever.
And if he's anything like his brother, freaking like
threatening people online,
on video, like bro.
Oh my gosh!
Good lord, nothing better not happen to Tony the Closer, bro. You're the first person on the list.
This dude's running down on Joe Budden's, like
right, running up on everybody.
I saw
one of the comments said, hey, this dude can't be pressing nobody, sounding like a Sesame Street character. your comments be rough, bro.
Nah, dude is a goon, son. Dude is a goon. When he told Tony, I'm gonna smoke you on live, I said, yo, this guy's crazy.
Crazy.
Sound like the rappers.
Right.
Anyway, man, with that being said, we got the word of the day. Thank y'all for tuning in. We got James 3:7-9. It says, for every kind of beast and bird of reptile and sea creature can be tamed, and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it, we bless our Lord and Father. And with it, we curse people who are made in the likeness of God.
Oh, wow. Look, nice. We just talking about dudes talking crazy. Look at that. Amen.
Well, with that being said, man, be careful with your words. Oh, really? Be wise with your words.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And don't go threatening people on live.
When you got a case following you.
And don't go attacking rappers if you got features with other rappers. Kyle's gonna come for you.
Oh, right.
You have to block him.
You gotta block, dude.
Yo, Kyle is the most blocked dude in the world,
the
yo.
Most blocked man in CHH.
For real.
Good Lord.
Yes. But anyway. You have to make what?
No. I was gonna say, you're gonna have to make a fence, though.
Word.
Yo, Kyle, anyway, thank you, everybody. You need an extra page, Kyle.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Thank you, everybody, for watching. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. And if you want to support our podcast, become a YouTube member today just for a couple cents a day. You know, you get some coffee. Instead of getting coffee, you just sign up. Helps us out. And yeah, we appreciate it. We'll see you next week. Next week, we have Justin from Rapzilla's coming on. Yes. So be sure to tune in to that. And it should be a good show. And yeah, we'll see you on the next one.
Peace.